The author starts the beverage journey as man is emerging from his hunting-gathering stage around 10,000 years ago. Around this time, humans wandered around in small tribes, living a nomadic existence, snagging prey with basic implements like fish hooks, bows, and arrows. But aside from weaponry, they had also invented new technologies like the wheel, writing, and pottery. The liquid that sustained them at the time was water, which is essentially the basis of all human life, especially considering that our bodies are comprised of almost two-thirds water. As humans began to settle in fixed societies, they developed into agricultural communities, and the inevitable product was a derivative of their agricultural output, beer. It is not clear whether beer was invented from a series of experiments with plants or stumbled upon by accident. Even the exact time period is not known, and guesses span a wide range from between 10,000 to 4,000 BCE. From pottery and writings, what is clear, however, is that beer was popular in Mesopotamia, roughly today's Iraq, and that it was already being imbibed in conjunction with the widespread agricultural activity of the time. The availability of grain, combined with human beings' natural curiosity and imagination, were the ingredients essential to the creation of beer. Farmers at the time were known to be experimenting with some of the plant food output, and beer almost certainly came of these processes. The area between what is now Turkey, between Egypt and Turkey, the Fertile Crescent, was aptly named because the inhabitants were the first recorded agriculturalists. They developed methods to plant, plow, and harvest grain. Wheat and barley were the most common grains and were largely flavorless, even in their cooked forms. Their attraction lay in their nutrition and reliability, because they provided the calories needed for energy and could be stored for a long time for future use. Humans, far from being marauding nomads, could now have food that they could store for use in the future instead of the berries and raw meat that they had to eat on the spot as hunter-gatherers. This transition to an agricultural lifestyle resulted in the setting up of permanent homes. With this stability of domicile, humans had more time to other pursuits aside from just running around and sleeping. They could now sit down, contemplate, and more importantly, experiment with what nature had to offer. Grains, being the newest and most important of the products from this new lifestyle, were one of the obvious choices for testing and tasting. What their experiments yielded was that grains had two unique properties. First was the process of malting. This means that grains, when soaked in water, yielded a sweet but somewhat bitter liquid. Second, this wet grain could be intoxicating after being subject to longer soaking periods. This is what we know today as fermentation, which allowed humankind to transition not only from water to beer, but to alcohol in general. After fermentation was discovered, the Fertile Crescent agriculturalists experimented with the process until they got their expected results. These tests would have disclosed that the resulting alcohol would be more potent or stronger if the grains were allowed to ferment for a longer time. They also discovered that by adding other plants like herbs, fruits, and berries, they could vary the taste of the resulting fermented product.